Oh, right. Yeah, no, I've seen some, at least one appearance, I feel like,
Thank you for
on my
giving
Facebook
us.
feed.
Yeah.
Thank you for giving us your day for free. I know how fucking valuable your time is.
For you guys, anything.
We
I've
appreciate
known
it.
Viv for, God, what, like 8, 9, 10 years now?
Yeah, like definitely a whole decade.
Oh man.
Jesus.
But
Do you
then
remember the day we met?
No. Honestly, I feel like you've just always been there. That's kind of the thing, is
No,
like.
you came into Royal Orchid with the friendly ginger, and you guys wanted booze, but you didn't have IDs, and I was like, okay. But I'm having a really shitty day. So if y'all are doing a sting, you're horrible people.
Today is not the day for a sting
I
at my
brought.
expense.
And y'all fucking. You tipped like 50 or maybe the bill. And then Cody like left me half of his basil duck and was just like, eat this.
That's
It
how we
was
do. Duck.
beautiful. Yum.
That's how we do.
It's probably really good.
It was really good.
I still tip like that. Just like I can't if I'm going out to eat.
Yeah, you want to be able to, give without thinking about it.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's
I can't
hard.
tip like that all the time, but I try to, like, it's always 20%, like you gave me bad service.
Yeah.
I don't really go out much anymore, so that's probably why I do tip pretty well when I do go out, because I'm like, I never go out. Like, that's what I'm like, why did I spend so much money in Tennessee? It's because I was it's because I tipped the lady at
Because we
the
didn't have a kitchen.
we didn't have a kitchen, and we went to Waffle House, and we went to several times, and then we also went and got breakfast like several days that we were there, and we didn't get the buffet breakfast. We got the actual order off the menu and
Well,
have
the
them bring it to
buffet
you
breakfast was
breakfast.
just as expensive.
It was, but I feel like the level, like you're serving yourself, so I might not have tipped the same way. Like I would
That's
have tipped
valid.
like I'm at like a buffet
We
where I'm
differ on that, but
my
that's
drinks are
valid.
being brought to me, and I don't really
Yeah.
have to like because like Chelsea and her husband Matt essentially ignored our waitress because they didn't really need her. We needed her.
Yeah.
We needed her
No,
time.
that's fair, and I don't hold it against fucking anybody like that doesn't tip like they've lived in the service industry, because not everybody has. And I have, and I can't always afford to. And
Yeah, I don't go
but
out
it's great
nearly
when you can be
enough.
like, here's 100.
I don't go out nearly enough to like not like if I do go out, I'm gonna tip really, really well. But also, if I go out, I'm usually spending somebody else's money.
That's the
So I make them tip
best.
really well. Yes,
That's
we're tipping
beautiful.
everybody. We're tipping the hotel cleaners. We're fucking giving money on the street. It doesn't matter.
That's
It's called redistribution of
beautiful.
wealth.
Yeah, definitely.
I love that I feel like you're radicalizing a whole other class through the work that you do, little by little, and it's beautiful, and I love it for you.
I have a lot of fun doing it. I had a client like a couple years ago. We were on the street like waiting for his Uber to come, and this like homeless guy like walked up and like had asked if we had any cash, and I certainly never have cash on me, but my client did, right? And my client just like ignored him, like he wasn't even there. And so like, and I, sorry, like I don't have any cash, and like I was like, but I hope you stay safe and dry, right? Because like homeless people are people too and deserve to be acknowledged. And my client like said something really snarky, and I was like, it's really fortunate that all of our worst days happen to be inside of a place where nobody can see them, in our apartments and like in private. And then the other part is like, billions of years ago, all of this exploded and came into existence. And every single one of us is literally made of the crucibles of the universe. And it could have been any of us at any point in time. So anytime we're looking at another person, we're just looking at another version of ourselves, an extension of the universe, which exploded so many times it gave itself existential crisis.
Like, I think that it all really does at the end of the day come down to luck, right? You're lucky to not have the trauma that this person had, or you're lucky to have had the coping mechanisms that this person didn't have. And you were lucky to have this, or the mental health, or the whatever. Like, it's so many things. And that's why, like, I hate that metric of like, well, I've suffered. Good for you that you had the coping mechanisms, that you suffered and didn't fucking start using drugs, that you suffered and didn't end up on the street, that you suffered and didn't need food stamps, but, you know, you were too proud to feed your children adequately. I fucking hate people. I fucking hate I suffered, so you should too.
Yeah.
It bothers me. I mean, every time I go out of my house because of where I live, there are people who do not have, you know, a home. And I don't usually have, like, I don't have cash on me. So I'll give, like, bottles of water, things I have in my car, like, stuff like that, that I can actually, like, that I usually just have unopened bottles of water, because my girlfriend hoards bottles of water and she does not realize when they're gone. So I'm like, I'm just going to give them away.
A thing that go ahead.
But no, I was just like, I never ignore people. And I think it's really easy to just pretend that this is not something that relates to you, that this is never anything that could happen to you. I really think that people just get so used to kind of like ignoring people, like just kind of pretending that, okay, like, yeah, I see this person all the time. I'm just going to pretend they don't exist.
I forget who it was, but there was a woman who said that the first sign of civilization was a healed femur. Mm-hmm. And that meant that people had like stopped and taken care of this person. So civilization is when we care for the people around us. It's not just technology and building up. It's like when we actually ingrain ourselves in the community. I used to hand out backpacks that I really want to start doing again, that would have like socks and like women's supplies in them, and like, you know, all of that good stuff. And like a 5, a 10, or a 20 in there, because, you know.
That's what I was going to say, is like, for people who don't carry cash, if you have like room in your car, room in your bag, it doesn't have to be a lot of stuff, but a couple of things, a pair of socks, hand warmers in the winter, bottle of water, granola bars. I recommend soft, just because if you can't afford a home, you probably aren't really doing the best on dental care. And so like those really crunchy ones aren't great for everybody.
That's a good idea, actually, because a lot of things, I've started just cleaning out our house. Like we have like, and we don't, obviously I'm not doing like, I don't have any sort of luxury. Like I'm not a luxurious person, but the amount of everyday things that I do have and like take for granted, like, I don't know that I take them for granted. Cause just this morning I was looking at my holiday socks and I'm like, damn, these are from Dollar Tree, but look at me balling with my holiday socks. Look at them, guys. They have snowmen on them.
I feel like when we do take the selfie, you need to have, that's gotta be how you are.
We don't show our feet for free.
We do.
But like, there are definitely things that you can do.
Pay me for my feet.
Tuna, like those little packs with crackers and tuna are great. Or the pouches. Yeah. Pop tops when you can, if you're donating to like food pantries. If you're not comfortable giving people cash, that's totally fine. Or you don't carry cash, that's totally fine. But also I want to say, be okay with the fact that some people want cash. Some people aren't going to want what you have to offer, and it doesn't mean they're ungrateful. It means that's not what they need right now. And being homeless is expensive as fuck.
It's super expensive. And honestly, if I was going to spend it on beer or weed anyway, then why does it matter? Right? Like,
yeah, I always
see I have a home to come home to, and I still like to do drugs sometimes.
I like to do a lot of weed.
I might want to... We're going to release this to main feed. I might want to censor that.
Well, yeah, because you said drugs.
I mean, I guess by drugs, I mean marijuana.
I was like, if you got to be specific about the drug. Like, yes, people think that they're drugs. I don't.
I think booze and weed are drugs. They absolutely are. They absolutely are. It's fine. Booze is definitely a drug. Drugs are inherently bad. I think it's been stigmatized.
Well, yes, and I think it's just if you are talking about something that you want to censor because it could be in the algorithm taken away and like shadow banned, that would be a word.
Yes. Yes.
That would be a word.
I also am very pro substance, you know, like everybody should be able to, I'm pro harm reduction over everything. Yeah. I'm pro harm reduction, right? Like, people are going to do whatever they're going to do to cope with whatever they're going through. And like, life is fucking hard and complicated and challenging. And it's none of my business, right? Like,
it really isn't. And I say that about so many things. Like, it genuinely, as long as you're not harming someone, it is not my business.
Yeah.
Like, I have to worry about my own problems. And I also have a partner. And I also like I only have capacity for so much in my brain. I cannot worry about the random person on the street too, in the way of like, I am gonna try to hover over what they are deciding to do within their, like, I don't
know, right? Get them off the streets and into safe consumption sites so that I don't have to worry
like I would like so to that not they're cared see for. That these people are on the like streets having to cope with things that I have a home and then coping with. Because life is hard, no matter, like, it's just hard.
When we don't have freedom of autonomy, we really don't have any freedoms at all. So, like, you know?
I mean, I think it's hitting home, especially now, how little actual freedom and, like, how close we are to having things just, like, taken away that we genuinely depend on to live our lives. I think it's a very, like, this is just such a trying time to be, like, looking at someone and saying, hey, I see you sitting there on the corner of the block that I live on, man, fuck you, because you don't have a house.
What? You know what the most frustrating part about all of this is that sex workers have been preaching about the loss of freedom for decades, because it hits us before anybody else.
Oh yeah, that's where, like, they go first.
I'm still at the top of that food chain, but like, it hits us, right?
Yeah.
You know? And like, it's, when FOSTA-SESTA got passed and when COSTA got passed, like, it really restricted so much for us to be able to navigate the world. And it fluctuates for everybody, right? Like, it ripples on out when we censor things online, when we force people to do, like, one of the big things about FOSTA-SESTA was 3D face scanning to, like, prove that we are who we are. Now, we were already submitting IDs. We were already in, when I worked at the legal ranches in Nevada for feed's sake, I was getting FBI fingerprinted every 3 months with, like, full-on governmental background checks. And, like,
yeah, like, only people who work with kids typically do that, and or you don't, like, have to do it
national security
every 3 months. Actually, that's excessive, because when you work with kids, you just do it once and then they put it on file. Sorry. Yes. That's
expensive.
Crazy.
It's expensive. You pay for all of that out of your own pocket, right?
Oh, and yeah, so, I believe, like, that.
And it depends on, like, what county in Nevada you're in. That, you know, like, in, when I was in Nye County, it was every 3 months. When I was up north, it was once a year, but the once a year was $350 still. So, like, you know, and that didn't include, like, the licensing and everything. But, like, when you ask somebody to put a 3D version of their face onto a server that has really shitty security, as far as internet goes, because the Patriot Act and all these fun things, it's so easy to then deep fake their face and use it to verify who they are. And then that's how you get all of these accounts of all of these creators that are not actually run by these creators. And it doesn't really protect anybody. Yeah. Right. And it's always like proposed as protecting children. And it's never about protecting children. It's always about stripping.
It never is about protecting children.
A lot of the times it makes it harder. to protect children.
this is actually anti-children.
Well, do y'all remember that movie that came out a couple of summers ago, The Sound of Freedom? About this guy who started Operation Underground Railroad, which was a child sex trafficking stings shit. Yeah. And it was this very sensationalized, you know, like fucking hero porn. And not what sex trafficking or trafficking or child trafficking looks like. And you know, that alone is a disservice, right? Because people don't know the actual signs of sex trafficking.
You know what has the highest, what industry has the highest rate of trafficking out of all of the industries? Agriculture. When people are like, oh, you're a sex worker, you're clearly being trafficked because they can't perceive us as anything but these hyper-glam, like, versions of ourselves or absolute victims with daddy issues. They don't even think about all of the other trafficking that happens, but people don't even know what it looks like. People don't know what it looks like.
I think that's by design. I think they want you to be confused about, or not even confused, but just under the impression that it's coming from somewhere, it's coming from the sex workers, it's coming from the drag queens, it's coming from places that it's not coming from.
Yeah.
It's a lot of restaurant work too, I think. Like, I've worked in a lot of restaurants where the staff are essentially like indentured servants.
Indentured servitude is like very lucrative, apparently. The prison industry.
The prison industry is legalized. Yeah. It just is. So
yeah.
I could go on. I mean,
they took that loophole and they ran with it. They were like, oh, imprisonment, you say.
We're going to pay you $2 an hour, and now you're going to go fight wildfires in California with an extremely high hazard rate. You're not going to get paid any more than that. Good luck.
I would just like to say that I, for one, am proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm fucking free.
Every time I go to a certain shop, right, that's playing. Proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. Bitch, I don't know. I think they have a contract with those fucking people because it plays every time. Like, I'm like, do they know I'm here? It's kind of Truman Show.
That means it's gotta be playing like hourly.
It's part of the propaganda, specifically post 9/11 propaganda, right? Like, it's the propaganda to keep people think that they're fighting for something that they're just not. They're just not. And
we're not even fighting the actual fight. There's no fight here. There's nothing.
Right. Hey, we're fighting the war on drugs.
Are we?
Oh, yeah.
If by drugs you mean marijuana. Because
hemp is now a drug, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw that. Christ,
we live on the dumbest timeline.
I was like, we got too excited, guys. We got too excited about weed. And they were like, nope.
I just feel moms like aren't a drinking lot of anymore. States are not going to be like, drunk. Let me part with that revenue.
Well, that's why, I don't mind people knowing that I live in Jersey. I think I've said it before, and this pre-show is going to be released. But yeah, I voted so hard. And it's not even because I like necessarily Mikey Sherrill. Like, she's fine. I'm going to hold her accountable because I will beat her ass. But I heard taxes, taxes, taxes. I'm like, we already don't have the money for this. Like, we already are overtaxed in Jersey. Like, just today I went to the dispensary and she's like, oh, 46. Damn, never mind. I had to add that tax. 51. I'm like, yeah, bitch. Yeah, it's like over $4 for like everything. Everything you want to get. That sales tax is going to smack you. And I pay property tax and I pay a bunch of other taxes that are way too high. So I was like, I cannot
go to Delaware. Just go to Delaware then. That's the answer.
Delaware, I'm here. I'm just gonna go and
that's where you do your shopping because it's tax free.
Does Delaware have dispensaries? Do they have legalized weed?
Just come to Oregon. You can buy an entire 10 pack of pre-rolls of actually good weed for $20. You can get ounces here for $40 of top shelf. And that's
Oregon still have sundown towns? We've discussed this.
That's true.
Caroline wants to get me out in the Pacific Northwest so goddamn bad.
Well, that's
New England does too.
That's very true.
Massachusetts absolutely does. Like,
oh, I believe that about Massachusetts.
Let's not pretend that Vermont was not a stronghold for the KKK.
I think we need to talk about the fact that this entire country fucking sucks in one everywhere you go. It's terrible.
Yeah. It really is. Oh.
And it's really like, I was watching Welcome to Derry, and it's set in, I believe it's the 60s. So one of the mothers, she's black, and she's like, well, you know, this is the country you pledged your life to defend. I'm just making sure it's worth defending. Because she's like, everywhere we go, we're going to have problems. Like, this is the country we live in. Like, that's the reality that even the North was involved in some racist ass bullshit, and it's still is.
It's the difference between like obvious racism and covert racism, right? Like,
yes.
The North is really good at covert racism.
That's a thing. Like moving here from Indiana, and I say this as someone with not really a dog in this fight, right? Like, racism affects me, and it doesn't like affect me. But like, there was something to be said about the honesty of the racism in Indiana. It called itself what it was. And then here in Vermont, it's just like very liberal NIMBY racism that acts really nice, but then won't take your resume.
Yeah, it's the difference between like get out racism and lynching racism.
But at least in the internet age, it's like these are where lynching racism lives,
right? Like, that's why they want to take TikTok away, or at least they wanted to take the previous TikTok away, because I had all the lynching locations found out. I knew too much.
It's not funny.
It's kind of funny.
You can laugh at it.
You're like, this is not my joke. But yeah, it's really unfortunate. I will be very on the lookout when I'm taking public transit to get to you, Caroline. I'm not fucking around, okay? I won't be fucking around. But I also am so relieved once again that I'm not driving up to New England. I can't express how much that is bringing me so much joy that I do not have to get in my car and drive my tinted ass from Jersey up to Vermont. I have like such heavy tints, like Caroline, you can express how tinted out my car is that it might not, it's legal here.
It's not so legal everywhere. In Vermont. It's so illegal in Vermont.
I was going to say, it's like, you can't see me in my vehicle. Yeah. I have so much tint. My windshield isn't, obviously for safety reasons, but my back is.
I think everybody should tint their windows.
I really think it kind of is a safety thing too, because then you don't know if I'm in there. Yeah. I have not left my car. I've not locked my car in my neighborhood where people try and open doors just to see if somebody, because why wouldn't you do that? Just to see if someone, they've never done it to my vehicle because they don't know if I'm in there or not. That's my only theory, because I did it like the other day and I was like, damn, this is some Caroline ass shit. And not and in the most loving way. Because I'm like, I don't live in Vermont. I can't afford shit like that. Like, and it was not broken into, because who knows if I was in there or not, waiting with a pew pew. I'm like, hey, you thought you were going to break into my vehicle. I was sleeping in here, bitch. You know, whatever. So, love it.
This is not a state to fuck around and find out in.
No.
Not an area to fuck around and find out. Like, it's not a bad area. I've never felt unsafe in Avis's neighborhood, but I'm also not trying to fuck around or find out.
I wish I'd kept the footage of you leaving my house at like 6 a.m. to go find a diner, and like my camera, my porch camera, just capturing her with her bag on one arm, like strutting down the, I'm like, where the fuck is she going? I have to remember that you're from a metropolitan area, that you're not just like a Cal Vermont person. Yeah, I'm not you used to live in, you know, like in Delaware.
I am harder than you are. I used to work third shift at the Claymont Wawa.
I could never work third shift at the Claymont Delaware Wawa. No. Are you kidding? I didn't even want to stop there. I was like, hey there. The sun is.
You know exactly the Wawa I'm talking about, don't you? By the Tri-State Mall.
Yeah, because that's one of the first Wawas you get to after being on some road.
On 495. It's like, yeah.
Yeah. Yes, I've been there enough to be like, hey, that is a bright light shining in the sky, Wawa only. And then you better be careful. Okay? You best not leave your door unlocked there. I don't care. People have nothing to lose sometimes.
Yeah, no, but like I worked third shift there. It was fine.
Was it fine?
I also though, I don't know. I think it's part of why I'm good at my job. Like,
I don't know.
I connect with a certain kind of people. Like, it's honestly rare for me to feel unsafe places that most people would feel unsafe. Like, yes, I'm gonna be more alert, but like, I don't know.
I think I'm pretty proud of, I mean, you had already been to my house, but just recently, you know, LB came and was just sitting and smoking on my porch until like the wee hours of the fucking morning, with not a care in the world for her safety. Didn't ask any questions to whether it was,
I mean, which was probably nice.
That's true. But I mean, I think LA chaos is different from.
Different, yeah.
Well,
I don't know. I just don't like.
She didn't
My
ask
mom
it.
Went to law school in Camden, New Jersey.
Well, yeah, Camden, I don't like, fuck around with. Personally.
Like, yeah, the Rutgers campus is all right.
It's all right.
But then you cross the street and you're still in Camden and you're not on the Rutgers campus anymore.
And you cross the street. You are
I learned
in
the
Camden.
Phrase craxical truck at like 9 years old.
Craxical truck.
I have like two vivid memories of being denied a delicious sweet treat because my mom was like, no, that's actually drugs.
Those are core memories. You're like, that I learned.
Yeah, no, when I was like twice. Six, my mom took me to like the grounds of a Grateful Dead show before the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted a balloon. And she was like, you can't have a balloon. It's not a balloon. It's drugs. And I was like, no, it's a balloon. And then I wanted a giant pixie stick. And she was like, you cannot have a giant pixie stick. It is drugs. And I'm like, no, woman, there's a pixie stick.
There's no way that's drugs.
But she said it was drugs.
I distinctly remember my mom taking me to certain festivals and her like pointing somebody out and being like, do not take anything from that person and put it in your mouth. Like, it's not
well, and
specific.
It's like,
it's
you
not
know
candy.
What? I feel like... Like, the whole, like, people maliciously giving kids drugs thing, I don't really think that's a real concern. But fucking hippies being like, yeah, whatever, kid, have a brownie. That's what you have to be afraid of.
That is very true. That's very, very fucking true. I think that the amount of people that are maliciously trying to give your children drugs is much lower than you think. Because drugs are expensive, and most people who have drugs actually want to do them for themselves.
Right. What good is
maybe
it going to do me to like
dose
random
child? Right, like that's kind of like I'm not dosing kids to see what happens. I was a kid. I know what's going to happen. They're going to tweak out, and then I'm going to have to deal with it. Or they could die, and then I'm going to have to go to prison about it. I don't want to do either of those things. It's not a fun, like neither of those things are fun. If someone is caring to dose your child, it's because they're a creep. And
yeah.
In one creepy form or another, that's weird. Like any actual adult with drugs is going to be like, I'm not passing you shit because
right.
I don't want to deal
child.
With this. You are a child. Your brain's going to be whacked off of this shit.
Yeah. To any children listening to this, if you are an adult or if you are a child and an adult is offering you drugs, get away from them because like y'all are annoying enough sober. respectfully, love you. Children are the future. You're great. And I don't want to be around y'all when I'm on drugs. I don't want to be around y'all when y'all are on drugs. You're all around.
Yeah.
Anybody who wants to be around. No.
That's
weird. Don't do it. Don't trust
that.
That's
weird. That's like,
if don't you do guys, drugs, but like do them with your peers if you have to do
if
them.
If you really do them with like-minded brains that are of the same developmental age as you, roughly. Well, don't do them at all. If you're gonna do it, it's like, I'd rather you do it in the house kind of thing. Not with me, but
don't do yes. drugs or you will get pregnant and you will and die.
But if you've everybody ever seen Juno, think of the creepy guy in Juno. If you have not seen Juno, watch Juno, because that's a perfect example of an adult that might seem harmless enough, but is doing some really creepy shit.
Also, Sean Cameron's in Juno, so.
He is in Juno, and that's a great Degrassi connection.
Was this your first Degrassi, Viv?
I tried to watch it before because you were like, you need to watch it. And I like just I cleaned my house while watching it. And like did not really pay attention to it.
I mean, like, kind of same.
I've already survived high school. Yeah. I don't really want to go relive high school. Thanks.
This is some of the worst parts of high school in this episode.
And it's like it's also I can definitely see where they got Drake got the inspiration. Aubrey Graham. got the inspiration for Euphoria.
Yeah, he's not very clever, is he?
No.
He's not an original
person. I don't like him.
He's not really an original person, is he?
Let me tell you
hey,
what.
Hey, listen, when he and the mic, they coexist, okay?
His flow absolutely is a glass not. Box.
When Kendrick Lamar... When Kendrick Lamar wiped the floor with him, I was cheering on the entire time. But one of my friends and I were like having like hours long phone calls, like breaking down each set of lyrics, like hard. It was great.
One of our listeners made a joke,
yes,
about the guy who shoots Drake and makes him wheelchair Jimmy, and Degrassi is named Rick Murray. Mm-hmm. And one of our listeners made a joke calling him Kendrick Lamurray. Also, hold on, I'll be right back.
It was beautiful. Yes.
That's beautiful.
And yeah, yes, I have a very, like, I can admit, I like Drake's brand of weepy boy music because it's been something that I've been listening to for like 15 years now. It's really bad. It's been ingrained. He was inescapable for a while, but I have to admit that the way that he got, I cannot, like, every time I listen to his music now, I'm like, he was annihilate. Like, I can never take him seriously. I will never take, like, all when he, it's just funny. It's kind of colored all of his music to me now.
Yeah.
And I think that that's a really impressive thing to be able to do with the hip hop beat, because he kind of, like, Kendrick made it more than a hip hop beat because he really kind of attacked his, like, the very fiber of who he is as, like, a mixed race person. Like, and just like the way that he's like found this man who is his father to like increase his street cred and things that just like people didn't know in the general lexicon that he brought into light, which was so beautiful. Like, why do we know so much horrible things about Drake?
Well, and like because not like us Kendrick is a Lamar. Banger, but Euphoria also fucking slapped. And
Euphoria
I feel like it
good.
Got swept under the rug pretty quickly because
he kept coming
say Drake,
with the
I
hitters.
Hear you like him young.
Yeah, he kept coming with the hitters, as they say, but it was very rapid fire type of thing.
I liked the soundtrack to Euphoria. I used to strip to the soundtrack of Euphoria when I worked in the club. It was a lot
Labyrinth
of fun.
Did a great job on that soundtrack.
Oh my god, yes.
Labyrinth. Like,
it's the same thing the I feel like about 50 Shades of Grey. 50 Shades of Grey was really good for its soundtrack.
They have a good soundtrack.
That was it.
50 it always Shades feels like such
Grey
a waste.
Because sometimes the music producers just go in the booth and they're just like, I'm going to make the best soundtrack ever. Like, why is Coldplay on there? Why is like like why is Coldplay? Why did they put Coldplay on that soundtrack?
That's a really good question. Well, you know, you never know when a CEO might be cheating on his wife. and needs a soundtrack for it.
It all happens at a Coldplay concert.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Somebody wrote a really bad smut about that. Better that
than Creed, I guess. Can you imagine committing adultery at a Creed concert?
No.
No.
Well, I also can't have to imagine myself at a Creed concert.
Right. I mean, I can barely imagine, but I can just like...
Because I can imagine myself at a Coldplay concert now. I'll be up there.
Am I getting paid to go to the Creed concert?
Then I can see myself there.
Right.
And then it's faint. Okay.
I mean, I kind of have to assume for you, Viv, that the answer is yes. Like, if you're at a Creed concert, you're not there for free.
Yeah.
We have to start manifesting being paid to show up
to go to a Creed concert with me.
I cannot legally say that.
I love that you know your legal parameters.
Look, if you're gonna work in the world that I work in, you need to understand the legal parameters of what you're doing and how to like navigate them.
I apologize. I'm both
a lawyer.
Caroline's like, well, damn.
No, it's okay. Caroline, do you remember the first time I talked to you about the stress of my job and you had no idea that I was actually talking about being a...
Yes, you were freaking out about turning 27 and not being able to make money modeling anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, and that's kind of how it is in the industry, right? Is they have like this looming idea that if you're like turning 30, you're no longer wanted in the industry.
Which is disgusting. Yeah.
And I used to tell everybody that I was modeling. And nobody knew what I was doing. Like, they were just like, oh, you can do all these cool things.
For me, my introduction to you was that photo shoot you did with Clem.
Yeah.
And so it tracked, right? You had done a shoot that got like featured by Cosmo online or whatever. Like, yes, you were like, I make money doing modeling. And I was like, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right, you're like, I have no other questions. If I ever had a question.
Questions should always be asked.
No, I was like, this tracks. Yeah. Also, like, it's not my business. I don't know. Like, I want to know what you do because I care about you and I'm interested in you. But for most of us, our job's not like, shouldn't be that big of a part of our personality. I guess for kind of all three of us, it is, though, with the work that we do.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's when you have to, like, become an entire another person for the work that I do, right? You have to, like, compartmentalization is the biggest part of my job, and so that I can function, right? Like, I have my personal me, and then I have my work me, and they are two very different people who happen to have a lot of similarities.
Yeah.
Right? And it's not to say that I'm not myself when I am in work mode, but I am a much more polished version of myself when I'm in work mode, right? Like,
that is so aspirational. I really think it, I think it's necessary for, I get what you mean.
Yeah.
But I think it's very cool to like have that like control over it and be able to like not let the two merge.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, I don't have like pretty much any of my real information online at all. Like, I don't like have a lot of personal accounts. And if I do, they're usually deactivated fairly quickly. Right. Mm-hmm. And I don't tend to post a lot of pictures of myself on them. I don't want people to like see my face on them. And part of that's because I like to protect my privacy. I'm a very, very private person. And then the other part of it is like protecting my family and loved ones because I have to protect them too. And I mean, I started doing this work in Vermont when I was like 19. And, you know, like when you have family that's still there, it's a very, very small state. It's important to just be really mindful of that.
Right.
But I wear a lot of hats even in that, like, right. Like, I'm my own marketing agent. I'm my own graphic designer, my own, you know, networker, my own financial advisor, my own everything. Anything that you would make a small business is myself.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And
I feel like you could write one hell of a resume if you needed to.
Yeah, definitely. If you really think about all the things you do.
I actually did that recently, just for funsies.
Nice. Let's
see what happens. But yeah, I mean, like, it was easier to tell people I was a model. And actually, when I finally came out as a sex worker, I was like living in Rhode Island at the time. And I finally was like, yep, well, I've been a pro dom since I was 19. And like, this has been my life. I actually lost a lot of people. And I lost a fair amount of money too, because people were just like, oh, you're just like the hot cosplay girl, right? Like, that's great. And then they were like, oh, what do you mean you do adult content? What do you mean you actually meet with people in real life? Like, that's not cool. And I'm like, why is it
I
not
forgot you
cool?
used to cosplay all like you used to that was like all of your content.
I loved it. I still love it. I want to get back into it. It was a lot of fun. But you know, like the cosplay world is its own beast.
I'm
Lots
sure.
of drama.
Yeah, as we go to conventions, at least we have gone to conventions, and I think it's
Yeah, I don't.
something that we find very different from our personality is like how much people not even put into, but like take it seriously in a way that I didn't realize. I think that there's just a lot like there's some people that do it just because it's fun for them, and then there's people that do it because like I have to make the best thing and I have to look like, and then there's like an ego about it, and I think that those kind of with a cotton like I think it's just a very interesting world and dynamic to have with characters that you dress up as. Because it should ultimately be for fun. And I mean, if you get noticed for it because you're particularly good at putting things together and everything, I think that's awesome. But I definitely think that there's a lot of ego and stuff. I stepped on someone's costume accidentally. So
Now the truth comes
I
out.
almost got my ass kicked.
Who's ta What costume did you step on?
So do you remember that I went with Shannon? It was in Hamilton, Ontario. And there was just a really heavy like cosplay element. Degrassi was there, but it wasn't it was he le lesser on the celebrity guests and heavier on the cosplay. So there was like an R2-D2 thing roaming around, and I personally didn't know there was a person in there. There's a person in there. I thought it was being remote controlled the way that it was moving, and I happened to like I wasn't filming or anything. I was just existing. So it would be different if I was filming or like doing some otherwise like negligent with my body and spatial awareness shit, but I was just existing, and I accidentally stepped backward on one of the thingies of the R2-D2, like the parts that move, like the arms, or feet, I don't know. It was a problem.
I
You
bet
monster.
that sounds expensive.
It
And
was,
you
yeah.
just stepped on it. You just said,
No,
fuck
what
you, Arty
I
Duty.
did was I turned around and I drop kicked R2-D2. I was
That's
like,
rude. I could
fuck you.
understand if it
I
was
never liked Star Wars
C-3PO.
anyway.
But, like, R2-D2
No.
did nothing to deserve that. Fuck C-3PO. Kick that motherfucker to the curb over and over and over again. Don't care.
Yeah, it was
But
really bad.
R2-D2's all
It
like
was
little
just
and
like,
cute
and
and
it wasn't
beepy.
even, there was a
I do like
person
the beepy.
following them with like acting like they were controlling them. And I think that was part of my confusion. Because I'm
No,
like,
you
are
hate
you?
robots. You
Oh,
heard
yeah.
it here first, guys. Avis is xenophobic against robots.
That's a
When
sentence
the
that no one
Maybe
needs
they
at the
shouldn't be
Forcing
plankers.
Wait, what?
Plankers, you know that's the new slur against AI, right? Like that's the whole thing. They're like, if you like
I
AI,
don't want to live in a world where we have
a
derogatory
slur
terms for
against a
AI.
clanker. It's hilarious.
That's the new one.
Oh my gosh, people come up with everything so that I don't have to.
I think it's a reference to, I think it's a reference to Futurama, actually, if I
Oh,
remember
okay.
correctly.
Yeah. I used to fuck with Futurama.
It
But
may actually be a reference to a derogatory term for people on the spectrum.
Why does it always come back to racism or ableism?
Because this is America where we are free to be racist and ableist, if nothing else. I'm not fun. Free to, you know, not die from medical debt, but I am free to be racist and ableist if I so choose. And opting out of exercising those freedoms does not get me other freedoms.
No, it doesn't.
So I got nothing. America sucks. If y'all came here for the patriotism, I'm sorry.
The patriotism on the Patreon. I mean, this is on the Patreon, but I guess it isn't. How many times are this you gonna going to bleep out? Feed. Are you going to bleep out how many times drugs were said? Or are you just like,
no, we're just going to drop it as is. You just know, we're gonna just going to drop it because you're going to do it because it's going on main feed because of the holiday.
I'm not editing this shit.
But like, I don't think it's a secret that I'm not super American. I'm like, I am American. No, I'm not America.
Oh,
fuck
no,
yeah.
I don't care about that. Okay. I don't care about that. And now that people are starting to see that Taylor Swift sucks, I don't care about
Dude,
that.
You did God. Not just say Thank that on Maine.
I'll say That's it on Maine.
I'm not fighting it.
I think even her fan base will have to admit.
Mid.
Yeah. And I think that the think pieces that I've seen on TikTok about her inner psyche as a mediocre white woman is going to be really...
I've been really enjoying this really black woman that I've been...
Beautiful.
There's this black mm-hmm. woman that I've been watching that's been listening to like the voice notes as they get released. And I wanted to send her to you so bad, Avis, but I know you're just like, I don't want to hear any of it.
It's worked its way out of my algorithm. Voice notes.
Yeah, so she released variants with like voice notes of her like writing the songs. So she's kind of got the melody, she's kind of got the word. She's done it before. It's a thing she does sometimes. I'll send you one.
Okay. This must be something she thinks is impressive, which means it's not. Does she want to clue us into the writing process? Is that going to make it better?
That's what it's supposed to be. Well, here's the thing. It's not even like she's the only artist who does it. She's like, as far as I know, the only artist who charges for it. And mm-hmm. like, it could be interesting, but like, I don't know.
There wasn't there that Blue October song where he like left, it was a voicemail by his mom, was like the intro. I'm trying to remember, but that's not uncommon. Voicemails are not uncommon.
No, or but it's not a voicemail. Like it's like her recording in Notes app as she's like writing in studio trying to come up with lyrics. Like, have you seen that video of her and Jack Antonoff when they're writing Getaway Car and they freak out at their genius when they get to I'm in the getaway car, left you at the hotel bar, took the money and like grabbed the keys. That was the last time you ever saw me. And they're like so proud of themselves. Mm-hmm. We cannot. This is not a Taylor Swift slander pad, but
I do have to say, I'm so sorry to Anna because we just had that Patreon exclusive video hangout where she discussed that she is a Swiftie. So I'm going to personally apologize to Anna from our fandom, our Patreon fandom specifically. I just feel... This has always been how I felt.
The tides have turned for non-Swifties. And it's kind of... And, like, here's the thing. I don't have problems with Swifties unless they're the ones who, like... I tweeted once that I didn't think Antihero was very good. And I got a lot of people telling me I should self-delete. So, like, I am anti-Swiftie in that regard. But, like, whatever. People like what they like. And mm-hmm. I'll even say, like, I think 1989 was a really solid album.
I was going to
say... I really enjoyed Folklore.
I have 2 to 3 songs from 1989.
I have Taylor Swift blocked on every single platform.
Beautiful. Yeah, I love that.
I can't.
She has never once came up in any of my... I think she knows to stay the fuck away from
me. The only time she's come up for me recently was the...
The Luigi Tony... Mangione playlist.
No. Oh, yeah, that was actually good. That was actually lit. What was it? Tony Braxton?
Yeah.
And I've been listening to that song on repeat since because I was like, I forgot this one's a banger.
I think it's such a banger. Charting again, and I'm like, the children are being educated.
They are being educated.
And as they should be, because that's a great song. And
Toni, what were Toni Braxton's other bangers?
I know she had other bangers. The ones that I like, if I'm gonna go to my...
She had some more, like, ballady ones, right?
Yeah. Just Be a Man About It. Just Be a Man About It. Unbreak My Heart.
Yes, that's the one.
Say You Love Me Again. Undo This Man. Yeah.
Toni Braxton, please don't come for us.
I heard someone say, do you sing Toni Braxton's music regular or like Toni? And I'm like, why would you sing her? How do you sing that song regularly? How do you sing? Who do you think I am? Don't you know that he's my man? Yeah. You think, why do you act like I still care about him? Like... You should never sing that with anything other than that, like.
So flavor. I will say, I am very, very easy to earworm. And so, like, when her last, not Toni Braxton, but Taylor Swift's last album came out, shit mm-hmm. would get stuck in my head because yeah. it would be, like, on TikTok sounds and shit or yes. in the grocery store.
Yes.
And it's easy to get, like, it's get stuck in your head music. And so the way that I coped was I would sing it in my, like, Pearl Jammy voice.
I think I know about this.
So, beautiful. Like, let That's me think beautiful. Of a good one. Like, ruin my dress on button. Scream her daddy, I love my hair. Baby, don't know, but you should see your face. And it was kind of a vibe.
We had this whole series of just in our friendship of Caroline reading me Taylor Swift lyrics and me being like, that's not a real lyric of any
being
kind.
Being like, is it real or fake?
Well, she and her does being this like, to me fake. Too.
Like, yeah. With you.
Occasionally have phone calls that are like hours long and she'll be like, have you heard these Taylor Swift lyrics? And I'm like, yes. All right, here we go.
Like, you know what I real. Thought about?
And they're beautiful. And it's like, they all sound fake as shit. They all sound like these are not real songs.
This is
so
weird out shit.
This, it sounds like a parody.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
I feel like you have to put an editor's note at the top of this episode.
What would you like me to say?
Starting at roughly, you know, 25, whatever.
We start roughly.
This briefly becomes a Taylor Swift slander podcast. If you're not into that, please skip ahead.
If you're not into that,
because, like, I don't
want
to hurt people's feelings. I don't want
to hurt people's feelings. I apologize to the person that I care about hurting. I care about...
We proceeded to continue trashing
Taylor Swift. I care about one person, and it's Anna. And I think that we have, like... I don't know that we have slandered... I think that we have continued to slander the actual.
It's not slander.
Slander would imply that it's not true. And
no,
it is
I just say that because that's what we've said with, like, Degrassi characters that we hate is we'll be like, this is an Emma slander podcast.
Yeah. And people can take criticism, right, about their face.
That's
like
true.
If you want me to, like, if you want, like, I don't really have a, like, celebrity musician that I would, like, defend, because that's just kind of not my thing to defend grown-ass people, because undoubtedly I stopped doing that as, like, a teenager, because undoubtedly you disappoint me. You're a person, you're gonna say some shit that I don't care for. I stopped supporting Nicki Minaj in high school. I was like, okay, you be saying some off-the-cuff shit and I cannot defend you. Okay, and I think she was probably the last one. So I think
Look,
I like Doja
I
Cat
regularly...
briefly, and I was like, Doja Cat, you say too many weird things, and I think that your heart is coming from a semi good place, but I also can't bank on that. I'm just gonna stop defending you. So I'm not gonna defend you. If I like your music, I don't know that I have to defend your character to like your music.
Well, and like,
and like,
okay,
I don't
so
want
like,
you to be a trash can person. Like, obviously, if you're overtly, you know, I'm not going to. Drake is a terrible person.
Look, the only reason that Chris Brown exists in my playlist is because of stripping.
Well, he's got a lot of really big stripper song profile. Yeah. And I think that he's made too much money off of that. And I think he knows.
Yes.
That he people does. Like to put him on when fucking and when, you know, when. Listen, yes. I have a really hard time with the Black community. And this is another thing, my Black community and Chris Brown, really toxic. Really, really toxic. You guys are really toxic with Chris Brown. And I hope you know that Chris Brown is a gutter individual. And
I kind of hate that we know so much about celebrities now. Like, it's stupid.
Do you know how many terrible celebrities there were back in the day? And we just did. We're only getting this information now. We're not meant to know this much about anybody. We're not meant to know this much news. We're not meant to know this many facts about people. Like, why can I easily Google that Dakota Fanning's first name is Hannah, which blew my mind. I never fucking Googled Dakota Fanning before now, but her name is Hannah Dakota Fanning. Why is that something that I can look up?
That's not a great name. Hannah Fanning.
That is why she goes by Dakota, because it's arguably a better name. Why
would you do that in the first place?
Because her parents are short-sighted, okay?
And is it arguably a better name? Because isn't it like a culturally appropriative name, if we're being honest?
I mean, probably why it's the arguably better name.
Yo, that's so fucking real. It blew my mind that that girl
was not named Dakota, though. I was like, why is that only her middle name, and do her people call her Hannah?
Apparently Dakota was one of the names my mom considered for me. So thanks for not doing that, Slutler. Oh, I shouldn't call my mom that on Maine.
I feel like you've called her that on Maine before.
It is what it is. She has like...
Yeah.
Right, no, but like, who's going to listen? My grandmother? My mom's boss. My mom is her own boss, and she doesn't listen.
My grandmother, like, fight me, grandma.
No, don't. No.
No. No,
I would never want to fight my grandmother. Challenge
Susan Springer Butler.
Is she an Aries?
I don't know. I don't think so. No, she's like September. Are you an
Aries, Vivian? Because I feel like I always insult Aries when they're nearby.
No, no, I'm not an Aries.
It's like, I feel like the Aries slander, they just smell it. And they're like, you hate me, don't. Yes, because you're terrible.
I actually kind of love Aries. Some of my favorite people are Aries. I'm a Pisces.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So you, what, are you a March Pisces?
I'm a February Pisces.
Ooh, that's different.
Okay. Yeah.
So we got a March Pisces. It's probably part of why we vibe
so well.
Yeah. I'm a Cancer, so I love water, but I'm an earthy water, I feel like.
But your moon sign and rising.
I am a Gemini moon. I am an Aquarius rising, which makes me a real big bitch when you first meet me, apparently. It's kind of, yeah.
I never remember what mine are. I think you know what mine are, babe.
That's great.
I'm a Taurus moon and Libra rising, and I think the Taurus moon is the only thing that keeps me grounded in reality. Because otherwise Whimsy would be on 11 24/7, and that's dangerous.
That was a problem.
I am a Pisces, and I know that.
I know that I had you.
And
do
I know that
work.
Whenever anybody does my chart, they're kind of like, this is a joke, right?
Yeah.
Do I have your chart still?
Probably.
I have everybody's chart.
What?
I think I have most people's charts. Let's see. Yes, I do.
Okay. I was like, can you? I thought I had her chart, but I don't.
Oh, yeah. You're just
I
Pisces.
I haven't had you do my chart, Avis. What?
You're a Pisces sun, Pisces moon, you're and just Sagittarius rising.
Oh, well, that makes sense. That's why you present like my fucking girlfriend. And I want to.
Sagittariuses are fucking crazy. Ask me
my
how I
know. My partner's a Sagittarius. She has a good amount of Capricorn in her chart. That's the only reason we don't kill each other. That's literally the only reason we don't that kill each other. Because if she was a straight, if she had any more Sag in her chart, it wouldn't work. It would not work. She would like.
I grew up, my mom's a Cancer, and then my brother is a Sagittarius, and then I'm a Pisces, and then my younger sibling is a Scorpio. So our house was very exciting.
That sounds
like a lot.
High energy.
Well, and then your mom's also just your mom to boot, and your brother was also just your brother to boot.
Yes.
We had personalities to consider.
That was one of the greatest hours on the phone I've ever spent was with your brother. And I kind of love that for me.
Oh, yeah. Punk-ass bitch. You want to hear my favorite knock-knock joke?
Yes. I'll set this one out because it's my favorite, too.
Okay.
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
Not my brother.
Not my brother who?
He did.
Yeah. Oh, I did know this.
I know it's funny because I was recording with Avis when my sister Lucy called to tell me that my brother was dead. And I was like, I will call you back. And then I did. And she was like, our brother is dead. I called Viv. I was like, hey, knock, knock. And you said, oh, fuck, who's there? And I said, not my brother. And you started almost crying. And that's when I remembered that you probably didn't remember that I have several brothers and that it was not Charlie.
You please never tell me Charlie died that way.
I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't.
We have a pact. Listen, when I die, if I die before Caroline, my sibling is to call Caroline and say, knock, knock.
Yeah. Well,
and Fo is to call Viv. And when I told him that, he was like, okay, and that's like the way that she's going to want that news. And I said, yeah. And he was like, fine, I'll do it.
That's the way she's going to want that news is so me. I am going to need Fo if that day comes that you die before him. But I firmly believe the man dies before the woman. And I think that should just be. That should just be that. Give me the call that your husband dies. And I don't want that call. I hope we're very elderly. You more than me, obviously. But
you heard it here first, guys. Avis hopes my husband dies.
Okay, but my partner is always like, I'm dying before you. Because that's how it works. Because you can't die before me. And I'm like, we're women. Like
I'm going to have... my husband call you and play what's that song, not the Diddy one that I ironically love but will never play again because it goes fuck you Diddy. the other one, One Sweet Day or whatever.
Oh no, I was gonna
is
say
that the one that's like, and I know you're shining down on me from heaven.
Caroline, I'm gonna have to sincerely decline and request that. No, if I'm getting any specialized death announcement, it's gonna
be. What if I have Charlie call you and sing it?
Take me there, Blackstreet Maya featuring Blackstreet and Mace and Blinky Blink. Okay, that's what I need. Because every time I hear that song, I think about you, and I'm like,
because it makes me cry.
I will sob. To the like, if that's, I don't need any words, I just need him to play it, and I'll know what that means. You have sadly left this earth.
I will be right back.
Oh, we should take a break.
Yeah, let's break. We should, and go we talk to Grassy.
We're gonna go talk to Grassy after we pee. Bye.
Bye.